content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. And we're going to start today with a couple of articles from AARP, the magazine. And I thought we'd start with some birthdays. Let's start with the big 5-0 for Sofia Vergara. And her birthday was July 10th. You know Sofia Vergara as the passionate Gloria Delgado Pritchett on ABC's Modern Family, which wrapped after 11 seasons in 2020. She's since put her megawatt charisma to use as a judge on America's Got Talent and as the late Colombian drug queen pen Griselda Blanco in Netflix's upcoming series Griselda. While Vergara also hails from Colombia, her similarity with Blanco more or less ends there. But she is like the comedic Gloria, as are the Colombian women she's known. Vergara has said in response to criticism that the character perpetuates Latina stereotypes, "I created Gloria as a mixture of my mom and my aunt and the women I grew up with in Colombia," she told Variety last year. "They were super colorful, super crazy, minding everybody's business, super passionate and loving. I always laughed about the criticism because if Gloria was stereotypical, then that's just what I am." And now the next offering from AARP, the magazine, in the upfront tech section. Better TV over the airwaves. Get improved picture and sound with new broadcast signals. 13 years ago, people who relied on antennas over cable or satellite receivers marveled at the clarity of high-definition television broadcasts. Since then, there haven't been a lot of improvements. That's about to change. With the introduction of ATSC 3.0, better known as Next Gen TV, a new broadcast standard that could once again revolutionize our TV sets. What's Next Gen TV? It will bring higher quality 4K video and clearer Dolby audio. The technology can also deliver television to your phone, tablet, or car, assuming the manufacturer of that device allows it. What else can Next Gen TV do? It's also designed for interactivity. Imagine being able to push a button on your remote for a map of where a news event is happening, or to access more interviews on a topic. Does it require special equipment? No new antenna needed, but you may need a newer TV. Look for the Next Gen TV logo on the box at the store, or connect a Next Gen TV tuner, it's under $300, to an older TV. What programs will benefit? Movies in particular should look better. Many feature films are shot in the highest resolution, and 4K video should allow them to maintain that picture quality on TVs. Will I still be able to watch TV using my older TV set? Yes, stations are required to continue broadcasting HDTV even if they adopt next-gen TV, meaning no one's over-the-air set will be useless. Will I be able to watch on my phone? This technology is designed with phones and tablets in mind, but device manufacturers need to include tuners and antennas in the devices. So far, none have. And we have a little sidebar here. Ask the tech guru. I have small accounts. I have email accounts on Yahoo, Hotmail, and Gmail. To access them on my phone, I have downloaded apps for each. Is there an easier way? Jason R. Rich, author of Tech How-To Books for AARP, explains how to combine accounts. On an iPhone, use the default email app. To add an account, open the Settings app, access the Mail submenu, select Accounts, and tap on Add Account. Choose the provider and follow the prompts. For Android, download the Gmail app. Tap the menu icon at the top left, tap on Settings, and select Add Account. Choose an account provider and follow the prompts. Now to AARP The Bulletin. Under the heading of Your Money, big banks retreat on overdraft fees. Changes may benefit low-income customers. Overdraft fees hit people just when they can afford them the least. But here's a welcome trend. Many of the country's banks are cutting back on these fees and related charges. Fees can kick in when there isn't enough money in an account to cover a transaction, whether it's a debit card payment, automatic bill payment, ATM withdrawal, or personal check. Rather than refusing to pay, banks may hand over the money, then charge an overdraft fee for what is essentially a short-term loan. That can be a lifesaver or a millstone. Often unexpected, overdraft fees can quickly spiral past the $100 mark for people who don't realize they're mounting up as a result of, say, a deposited check not clearing in time or an auto-paid utility bill. A single negative balance can trigger many overdraft fees, said Alex Horowitz, a principal officer with the Pew Charitable Trusts, who covers consumer finance. Most often, it's a flat $35 fee per overdraft, regardless of whether the purchase was for $5 or $5,000 or $500. Overdraft fees can hit older Americans hard, said Jasmine Vasquez, AARP's Director of Government Affairs for Financial Security. For those most vulnerable, these fees may hurt their ability to pay their rent, their utility fees, and other medical bills, she said. Confusion and a cash cow. The rules around fees that kick in when accounts run low can be confusing. Banks can impose overdraft charges on checks and bill payments at their discretion. They may let you cover a checking account overdraft with an automatic transfer from your savings account. They may charge for that, or maybe not. In other cases, a bank might deny your transaction and hit you with a not sufficient funds fee, also known as NSF or bounced check fee. ATM withdrawals and debit card payments can't incur overdraft fees unless you opt in for that coverage. If you don't opt in, your purchase will be not denied, or an ATM won't dispense the cash you've requested. That's news to many bank customers. In our survey research, many consumers don't recall opting in, Horowitz says, and they don't realize they can have debit card payments declined for no fee. Pew research from 2017 suggests that most overdrafters weren't intending to borrow money and incur fees, but did so accidentally or out of carelessness. In 2019, banks collected $15.5 billion in overdraft and NSF fees and just $1 billion in monthly maintenance fees. Overdraft was at first intended to help consumers cover their expenses, but it has ballooned into a cash cow for financial institutions, says Rachel Guttelman, financial services manager for the nonprofit Consumer Federation of America. Changes and advice. Starting last year, several large banks eliminated or reduced overdraft and related charges, or they announced plans to do so. Among them, Ally, Bank of America, Citibank, Truist, U.S. Bank, and Wells Fargo. These moves are very positive, Vasquez says. It's a huge shift. Not all banks are joining in, though. So take these steps to avoid unwanted charges. Be curious. Ask your bank what happens if you make a transaction and the money isn't there, and see if there's a detailed explanation on the bank's website. Some banks provide a grace period to add money to the account. Ask what-if scenarios, says Tom Delwo, a financial counselor with the Syracuse Financial Empowerment Center. Switch. Don't fight. If your account's fees are high, find out whether the bank offers another account with different fees or consider switching to another bank. The Bank on Coalition, parentheses, joinbankon.org/accounts, certifies bank accounts that meet certain standards, such as low and transparent monthly maintenance fees, no overdraft, or low balance fees, and free online banking. You can't overdraw these certified accounts. Either you have the money or you don't, says consumer Constance Alberts, director of Bank on Greater Milwaukee. Reschedule payments. If your account balance regularly gets low because all of your monthly bills are due at once, ask your utility company, card issuer, or other creditors if they can move their due dates. A lot of people don't realize they can usually change the date of their bills to fit their schedule, says Carrie Garnett, manager of the Roanoke Financial Empowerment Center. And don't wait for statements. Download your bank's mobile app so you can get real-time updates before you make transactions. It gives you that instant feedback, and it lets you know when payments are coming up and alerts you if it's a low balance, says Delma Madrigal, Bank on Burke Outreach Project Manager for the City of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And finally, find a better backup. Some consumers see overdraft as a way to borrow small amounts of money, but it's a very expensive one. Horowitz says, a growing number of banks, including Bank of America and U.S. Bank, are providing small, short-term loans intended to be less costly alternatives to encouraging overdraft fees or taking out a payday loan. U.S. Bank, for example, offers customer loans of up to $1,000 with a $6 fee for every $100 borrowed to be repaid in 3 monthly installments. The author of this piece was Kimberly Lankford. She's a longtime columnist at Kiplinger's Personal Finance and the author of Rescue Your Financial Life. Let's look at another article from AARP, the Bulletin, Fraud Watch. Enjoy hobbies? Watch for fraud. Fun pastimes can make you a target, but you can stay safe. In 2021, con artists contacted at least 15 photographers for an easy yet lucrative gig to shoot a 50th birthday party in Fort Worth, Texas. Among them was Natalie Luna Kuhn. She realized the job was a scam when she received a check for too much money, and then her contact advised her to forward the extra amount to an event planner via a peer-to-peer payment app. Her bank confirmed the check was a fake. It was a twist on a classic con, and just one way scammers are using Americans' passions and pastimes to perpetuate fraud. Here's how to avoid 5 hobby-related scams that are hot right now. 1. Fictitious classic car parts. Lots of classic car aficionados in America means a constantly high demand for original parts or accessories. Scammers know this, and so they try to sting car enthusiasts with fake or fictitious car part frauds, says Steve Muskowitz, CEO and Executive Director of the Antique Automobile Club of America. Scammers keep an eye on ads posted by collectors who are searching for a specific old part. Some guy will respond, "Yeah, I've got that exact part." Of course, he's looking to scam you out of your money, Muskowitz says. You pay, but you never get the item. To prevent, don't let your eagerness override warning signs like too low prices or untraceable payment methods. This hobby elicits so much passion, Muskowitz writes. But collectors get in trouble when we think with our hearts, not with our heads. 2. Rock-bottom sewing machine fakes. Home stitchers beware. Bargain-priced sewing machines advertised online and on social media sound like a great deal, with brand-name models for less than $100. The come-on is often a factory closeout. You pay, but the machine never arrives. The crook may use fake contact info, claim the item was sent, or offer a partial refund that never arrives. To prevent, e-commerce closeout scams have soared since the pandemic. Be wary of inappropriately low prices, customer service email addresses that are not corporate addresses, and websites that lack security features or a refund policy. Number 3, craft fair hoodwink. Fake craft shows that advertise online and via social media are bilking people out of table rental fees and stealing from those who order items from virtual fairs that don't exist. The ads look convincing, according to an alert from the Hunterdon County, New Jersey Sheriff's Office, and can feature seasonal graphics, real locations, and practical vendor details. To prevent, craft fair con artists often want payment via personal PayPal or peer-to-peer apps like Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App. That's a warning sign. Never use P2P apps to send money to strangers, says Shara Guile, spokesperson for International Association of Better Business Bureau. Number 4, fan club fraud. You loved Angelina Jolie and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and now your favorite actress is reaching out to you via social media with a little request. Wire some money and the two of you can meet. A similar celebrity imposter scam cost one fan nearly $150,000 after she sent money to a fake rock star with a made-up sob story about music contracts stuck in storage, says AARP Fraud Watch Network. To prevent, imposter scams topped fraud reports to the Federal Trade Commission in 2021. Stick with fan sites that are verified with a blue check mark. That means they have been confirmed by the social media channel. 5. Fake sports cards and memorabilia. From fake game-used Super Bowl jerseys to a bogus 1952 Stan Musial baseball card that reportedly sold for over $28,000, the selling of phony sports memorabilia is so rampant that it was the subject of a recent FBI inquiry. After NBA star Kobe Bryant died in 2020, about 90% of the autographed Bryant items that professional sports authenticator examined were fake, says company spokesperson Terry Melia. To prevent, buy sports memorabilia from reputable hobby shops, auction houses, and sellers who have been in business for at least 5 years. Offer a 30-day money-back guarantee and can provide an item's history. Beware of pushy sellers who ask for payment in untraceable gift cards or cryptocurrency. Now we're going to take a look at the Complete Guide to Memory from Centennial Health. And today we're just going to look at a little sidebar article next to the article we read last week. This one is entitled Memory Hack, a personal history tour. Gather as many photographic images as you can from your childhood and young adult life. Find a private and comfortable spot where you can relax without being disturbed while looking in a mirror. Place the photographs before you. Take a deep breath and relax. Gaze at your reflection and let your thoughts drift over your life. Consider any ways in which your feelings towards your present life hail back to the ambiance of your childhood or teenage years. Spend at least 30 minutes reviewing your photos, occasionally glancing at your reflection. Notice any nostalgic feelings generated by reviewing the photographs, including any memories triggered by, but not represented in, the images. Observe any emotions triggered and relate them to your sense of yourself in your present life. Then put the photos away and let go of your feelings about the past. To carry this exercise further, supplement digital images with printed photos you can hold in your hands. You can also use physical mementos and any scents that hold powerful memory cues. You can also encourage nostalgic memories by contacting a lifelong friend. Get together in person, if you can, preferably near the place where you met. Notice any ways in which your friends' memories differ from your own. Focus on the changes you have each experienced and any aspects of your personalities that have endured. Finally, consider how you will feel in the future when you remember the person you are today. When, in years hence, you change your priorities or habits, will you still be somebody you would like to remember after that? So some of these suggestions are not as appropriate for you, my listeners, but then others are. So I still urge you to take them to heart. Now let's talk a little more about money today. And this article also from AARP, the Bulletin, it's a full centerfold spread. Six credit card tricks to master. New technology, fierce competition, and a fast-changing retail world have pushed credit card issuers to add all kinds of innovations and incentives to their offerings. Here are several slick moves you have the power to pull off, either with your current card or with a new one. 1. Pay with just a wave of your hand. The magic. You're at the checkout counter without handing your credit card to the cashier and without inserting it into a credit card reader, you can still use your credit card to pay. The secret behind the trick? Most new credit cards come embedded with radio frequency identification, RFID technology. Look for the little symbol on your card. So it's like semicircles that get bigger, like a sound thing. That means that if you're making an in-person purchase at a retailer that accepts contactless payments, and more than two-thirds of merchants and storefronts do, you can simply tap your card on the card reader to pay. Almost 20% of face-to-face transactions in the U.S. are tapped to pay, reports Visa, on behalf of the U.S. Payments Forum. Pro tip. Perhaps you've seen ads for RFID blocker, wallets to prevent criminals from reading your card. Security experts, however, say such a risk is vanishingly small. Number 2, use your card at the store even though you left it back home. The magic. When it's time to pay at the register, instead of pulling your card out of your pocket, you pull out your phone, tap it on a card reader, and you've paid. The secret behind it? Both Apple and Android smartphones typically come standard with what are known as mobile wallets, which let you store information about your credit cards and other payment methods for later use. To get started, click on Wallet if you have an iPhone. If you have Android, download Google Pay from the Play Store or try Samsung Pay on a Samsung phone. Each app will guide you through the process of adding a credit card to your mobile wallet, then activating that stored card to pay at checkout. Number 3, pull the old switcheroo. The magic. You make an online purchase with your credit card, but it's not your actual credit card. Instead, it's a completely different number, but it still works. The secret behind the trick? If you're worried about someone stealing your number when you shop online, some credit cards will issue a virtual card, a different number you can use for specific purchases. If a criminal obtains that number later, it will be useless. To activate this feature, you may have to log on to your card's app or website and request a number. If you have a Capital One card, you can download a web browser extension that will automatically generate a number. Number 4, pull money out of thin air. The magic. About a month after you spend money with your card, some of that money reappears in your possession. The secret behind the trick? Credit card issuers are offering rich rewards to attract users. So unless you carry a balance on your credit card, in which case you should focus on paying it off, you can easily earn cash back or points toward travel credits as you spend. Travel rewards cards and cashback cards are really generous right now, says the U.S. News & World Report's credit card specialist, Beverly Hartzog. Pro tip, 3 cards to check out, the Citi Double Cash Card and the Wells Fargo Active Cash Card, both of which pay 2% on all purchases, and the AARP Essential Rewards MasterCard from Barclays, which gives 3% back on gas and drugstore purchases, including Target and Walmart, 2% on eligible medical expenses, and 1% on everything else. There's an asterisk here that says AARP receives a royalty for licensing its brands. Number 5, wiggle out of foreign transaction fees on vacation. The magic: if you're traveling internationally and using plastic to pay in another country, you avoid a transaction fee of as much as 3% that most credit cards tack on. The secret behind the trick? Use a card that doesn't charge currency exchange fees, such as Bank of America Travel Rewards, the Capital One Quicksilver Cash Rewards Card, or the Chase Sapphire Preferred Rewards Card. At about 3%, those foreign transaction fees are a sneaky way of increasing the cost of your entire trip, said Sandra Ravner, a credit card specialist at the personal finance website NerdWallet. Pro tip: when you're using your no-fee card internationally, decline the option to pay in dollars instead of the local currency. You'll get a much better exchange rate from your credit card issuer than you will from whoever's making the offer at the restaurant or souvenir shop. And finally here, make interest charges disappear. The magic: you go from paying 15% or more on a credit card balance to paying 0% for more than a year, giving you some breathing room as you pay down that debt that you've built up. The secret behind the trick? If you're paying interest on a credit card balance, you may be able to move it to a card with a 0% interest balance transfer offer. Currently, the most generous, such as those for Citi Diamond Preferred Card and the Wells Fargo Reflect Card, promise 0% interest on transfers for more than 18 months. Many balance transfer cards charge an upfront fee of 3 to 5% of the amount transferred, so run the numbers on the cost of moving before you make the switch. Pro tip: once you've transferred your balance from your old card to a new one, your best strategy is not to put any additional charges on the card that now carries the balance. Typically, issuers will apply your minimum payment to the part your balance with the lowest rate. In other words, they won't apply it toward the new charge costing you 15% or more in interest. Well, folks, I can't believe it, but we have run out of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.